At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Yo, what's going on? I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And welcome to another episode of Damn Internet, You're Scary.
Hey, we got mimosas today.
Hey, I don't know what kind of life y'all living. It's Wednesday.
Hey, man.
You're just having mimosas at like 11 in the morning.
Cheers and cheers. you want to do one of these songs? The songs have been hitting.
The songs have been hitting, man. They seem like a crowd. And people have been sending beats, but I feel like now at this point, we just got to keep going the way we've been rocking.
We're self-sufficient.
All right, well.
Let's do it.
All right, what you doing, the beat or you doing the song?
I'll do the beat. I got this lyrics last week.
All right, let's do it. Yeah. From corner to corner, the laptop to phone. Internet, it's the same old song. You scary. Yeah. You scary. Damn, internet. You scary. From world star to all deaf, and now we on our own. Yeah. Damn, internet. You scary. Oh, come on. You scary. Oh. That's about all I got.
That was pretty solid.
I mean, you know, I tried to rhyme phone with
own. I think rip-offs is just the way to go.
Let's go look at the Billboard Top 40 and just do all of those songs. Taylor Swift next week. You heard it here, folks.
You don't got to think of nothing new. It's just, I think rip-offs might be the way to go.
Hey, man, I'm all for it. Because with beatboxing, we're not infringing on anything.
Facts. I just had my whole podcast taken down because I decided to play some Young Thugger.
Why would you ever do that?
You know what? Actually, it wasn't Young Thug. Somebody asked me to do a top five Lil Wayne song, and that messed me up because I'm a huge Lil Wayne fan.
Yeah.
So I went through his whole Carter. I went through his whole Carter 2, and then.
So you that Wayne fan? See, I'm Wayne from like
900 degrees.
Squad Up. That's when he was doing the mixtapes, and he had a whole different team. They were called the Squad and all of that. He did this one beat. All of Me with Maya and Jay-Z.
So I actually discluded mixtapes because that was just too much. I was freestyling these top five.
Some of the best ones were on the mixtapes, though.
That's
man.
Why I was saying
the
I
dedication.
Gotta, I just got to do. Yeah, I didn't do no dedication, no droughts. I just had to go Carter's because I had to think about it. I was literally on live and they were like, do them right now. So I just went through his albums.
It's a lot of pressure.
It is. I mean, especially since before that, I did top five colors and top five weather.
Wait. What the fuck do your fans be requesting of you, man?
Well, they were trolling after weather. But it was so funny, I just did it. Like,
your top five colors.
Someone also asked me top five names to avoid, which was hilarious to do.
To like name your kids?
No, just name people like that you should avoid, like Trey's and LaShawn's.
Dartavius. If you ever meet
Dartavius?
Dartavius.
Oh, that's villainous.
I've never met a Dartavius that did not like to fight.
Oh, that's what we were for sure talking about.
The one Dartavius I know, he slept with his fist balled up. That nigga was always ready.
Jeez. So like... So basically, these names, that's what I was basically saying. I feel like mothers have some sort of deep connection where they can look at their baby and be like, you can fight. You're going to fight or you're not going to be able to fight. And that's how they name them that. Like, you don't name your daughter Keisha just randomly.
You know she's going to be a hoe. Sorry to all the Keishas, that's not a hoe.
I was saying like fighting.
Patrick set that up, though, just so y'all know. It's like that one boy, I forget what city he's from, but his name is Dacolus Crawford.
Dacolus?
Dacoldest. DACOLDEST.
Oh, Dacoldest.
Like, that nigga's the coldest Crawford in the family. That's a real thing. He's a football player. I think he's a sophomore. He's already getting scholarship offers. Dacoldest.
That might be the worst name I've ever heard. But... To be an athlete, that's perfect because
that's amazing.
It's gonna go viral. So
absolutely.
If you're good, you're gonna get scouts, which he did.
Yes.
What is he, a cornerback?
I don't know the position. I just was like, nigga, he's
like
gonna be a
wide
team
receiver or a cornerback, and he has dreads. I'm assuming
he did have hair. Jets. I think it was more like mine, but I don't know if it was like full-on dreads, but he
full did Full-on dreads right. ain't in the NFL. It's usually like between OBJ and like those weird, like, what's that cornerback hair? There's for sure cornerback hair. You've seen it. It looks like the big Brillo brush.
Oh, yeah. They use a sponge or they just let it go crazy?
I don't know. I don't know anything about hair care.
But what if the coldest would have came out like, no, knock on wood, but like you would have came out with like polio and he was sickly, wheelchair bound, and
there go the coldest. Bless his heart. You have to have a hard, like a dope ass career. You can't be the coldest. And like
be a chess player,
substitute teacher,
a librarian.
He's doing I'm the coldest today in social studies. Like,
I'm strong. I was like, whoa. Hey, yo, my nigga, what's your name? Nah, fam.
Dakota.
Nah, Dakota. You got to be something else today, my boy.
The coldest. His parents were drug dealers.
They just had faith. His dad shot that fatal nut. Was like, it's the coldest nut.
Fatal nut. That's intense.
His dad might have had a stroke after that nut.
De fatal nuts. De fatal nuts. But yeah, that's what's going on.
It's a great way to kick it off.
What's going on today? I have a Hits Blunt fact for you, sir.
Right out the gate.
I'm just going to start with some facts. Even though we already covered that that's not good for you. So don't vape if you're a fan of Tahir.
This is my last one. Y'all won't see anything going forward.
Did you know that bananas are berries and raspberries are not berries?
Bananas are berries because they have seeds in them, right? And I don't think raspberries have seeds.
Do bananas have seeds?
They do. They're in the center. Like if you bite a banana, you'll see like those little dots.
Oh, yeah. Those are seeds? Yeah. Why are they so soft?
Not all seeds start hard, I guess, or finish hard.
But raspberries and blackberries are not berries.
I don't think they have seeds.
Wait,
because I thought raspberries did have seeds, though, because that's why I don't like them. I used to try them, like, in my yogurts, and I just didn't like how the seeds from raspberries and pomegranates are. I'm not a fan of it. I did not know raspberries weren't berries.
It's really weird. Blackberries, raspberries, and mulberries, whatever those are, aren't berries, but bananas and pumpkins and avocados and cucumbers are all berries under the botanical term. Berry is actually like a botanical term.
I just got hit with the meme, the white meme, when he was like,
right? You're like, excuse me?
What?
So pumpkins are berries. That's a troll. So like the next time you see somebody doing the cucumber challenge, you're like, get that berry
get
out
that berry
mouth.
Out your mouth, you're like, wait, what? Bit night.
It says, oh yeah, you're right. A berry has seeds and pulp.
Mm-hmm.
That develop in the ovary of a flower. I forgot that flowers have vaginas.
I've seen some thick ass flowers in my day.
And that's crazy. So that is what makes it a berry.
That rosebush got one more time to look at me, and I'm gonna take it.
They really have the ovaries, and they look like them.
Really thought raspberries had berries. I was pretty sure. I mean, it had seeds. I was pretty sure they did. So this is wild. Science.
Yeah, there's nothing really else that interesting on here. I'm trying to there's nothing really it. But the takeaways are bananas aren't berries.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, flowers do have ovaries. Don't some flowers have a penis too?
That I'm not sure of. That I cannot confirm at all.
There's no flower penis?
Not that I know. I thought the bees was doing all the fucking with pollination.
Penis flower. Unless this is some internet shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe they're just called the penis flower. I thought that they went into the ovaries with some sort of... Yeah, these are just...
Penis. That just looks like
these are
a
just
big
penis-looking
clitoris. That's all that does. That looks like a big clit. I'm not going to hold you.
Penis genitals.
He is typing flower penis genitals, guys. I just want to update you on where we are on the dark web right now. What if you got access to the dark web and this is the type of shit that you looked up?
To be honest, I'm for sure on a few lists. Just from the shit that I Google, it's crazy.
What's the craziest shit you Google, if you had to think?
Who was Abraham Lincoln's bodyguard? Think about it. That nigga sucked. That nigga was awful. This nigga was the whole president, and this nigga got shot in the IMAX. He was the president.
I almost said too soon, but I was like, nah, it's about time.
Quite far, quite long. I feel like if it ain't soon enough for Abraham Lincoln, everybody is fucked up since.
Slave jokes are way too soon if it's too soon for Abraham Lincoln.
think about that.
I think the craziest thing I ever Googled was like, how fast do you get pregnant? Like, like pregnant or contract something. No, like you don't know, like when it comes to STDs, like, is it immediate? Like, as soon as you stick your dick in, like, oh, herpes, or oh, gonorrhea, like,
oh, no, I know that. It can't be. If it's a, what is it, an infection?
I guess so. It would be.
It has to progress like any other infection. Have you ever gotten, like, a cut that got infected or something?
Nah, I'm pretty quick with the Neosporin. I keep it on deck.
Even as a kid?
Yeah, I was kind of like, I'm a worry wart. So I always had, like, Band-Aids and Neosporin all in my bag.
But you'd be going raw and stuff?
I used to.
Where does the worry cut off and where does it start?
When I was going raw, it was right after I found out my son wasn't my son and I just didn't have any respect for women or myself. So, like, I was throwing caution to the wind. I was just throwing that dick out there.
You just...
Hey, anybody want some dick? I was out there, wow.
Just from your second floor window.
I was throwing
any passerby.
I was throwing it on the fishing pole and it really, give me this dick back.
Just at a college campus.
Yeah, I was out there wilding and thankfully, I only caught gonorrhea. That was the one thing I caught. Yeah.
Ain't that a bad one?
Nah, that's curable with two pills. But.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought only chlamydia was curable.
No, gonorrhea and chlamydia are curable. They both run hand in hand. Usually, if you catch one, there's a good likelihood that you might catch the other one. They're
STDs
like brothers.
Holding hands.
Yeah, man. They be skipping the shit through your bloodstream. That's when I had to slow down. That's when shit got real. Because I went to the bathroom and I went to go pee, and then my dick fell in the toilet. I was like, I got to get my shit together.
You were like, yo. Hello.
I was trying to shake it, get the pee water off of it.
Man, I lost my virginity with no condom and had a baby scare. So I was team condom.
For that point
on? From then on out, yes. I was very often in the doctor's office getting that check, that clear.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, thank you, sir.
You ever been so excited to get your STD results back and you celebrated by going raw that night? Just defeat the purpose? Like,
the sigh was...
Like, is this the cleanest dick you're going to get this side of the Mississippi? Like, I just got results today.
I'm not... That wasn't even like a I'm disappointed in you sigh. That was a I'm disappointed in us sigh. Because I get it. I don't get it.
Yes. You be like, I don't want to waste this blessing.
But if anything, when you get that cleared mark, you're like, you should be like, okay, I'm buttoning up. Thank God. I'm about to keep it this way. But that's so dumb to think like you could look at those test results and be like,
I'm going to
this again.
Yeah. I was doing all right. I was playing
it's almost
too
like
close.
You're mad at the results. Like, yeah. I could do better next
time. I was playing it too close to the chest. I got to get this dick out there more. My dick just pop up with his own Facebook page.
I can bump this up to an A minus. Bump this up.
I used to tell chicks I had a Yelp page for my dick.
For reviews?
Yeah.
I wonder if they would take that down.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure. White company.
Yeah. I'm sure like once they found out what it was, but like you just gotta figure out how to be sneaky with it. Like, just post the shaft, but it's not enough to, like, know that it's a shaft right out the gate.
You know what I learned very soon in the last 2 years?
Snickers resemble dicks?
Mine doesn't. Uh-oh. Mine looks like no candy bar on the market.
Well, mine looks like a Snicker. Mine looks like a caramel Snicker.
Super unfortunate.
If you look at the top of a Snicker is hella veiny when you think about it.
It has, that's one Snicker vein.
Nah, it should go like it should be a couple of them.
Damn, I don't want to. Now I don't. You're going to ruin Snickers for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Hungry? Why wait?
Oh my God.
You never look at Snickers again. You're welcome, Hershey.
What I realized was I have way too many hand tattoos to do porn.
Oh yeah.
Every time I think about it, because I'm never in my porns.
Yeah.
I have quite a few. Please don't hack my phone, guys. Please don't. But it reached the point where I'm just like,
You too noticeable.
And it's like, nigga, you still have all your beads on?
Nah, you definitely would.
I wouldn't get away with this in any court.
It was so funny is that I talk about this on stage, but it's like, man, chicks be get mad when you watch porn. Like, if anybody's in a relationship, your old lady would get mad. Why are you watching that? And I'm right here. Like, bitch, because you don't look like her. It's a fantasy. Like, porn is a fantasy. That's why I hate when I see pornos with, like, with condoms on. Like, nigga, why are you playing it safe? That's what I do. I come here for the fantasy. I don't want to see a condom on in the porn.
That is weird. Aren't they, like, regularly tested, too?
So, yes, but, you know, also, like, I like amateur porn. So, I like the ones where it's just some random nigga and the bitch socks don't match. Like, right after I bust, though.
No, oh, man.
I get super judgmental right after I bust, though. Like, after I'm watching porn, and I bust, I be looking at the room like, these niggas don't even clean up this goddamn room. Like, this shit is trifling.
Yeah.
That socks is dirty. Why the bottom of your socks that dirty, Sean? You need to sweep that floor. Hella judgmental right afterwards.
Damn, that's going to make me feel like I got to clean up before shooting anything. Because I am a mess. My room is a mess. My studio's a mess. My room's a mess. I still don't have a bed frame.
He don't. He doesn't. He's not lying, guys.
I moved in, and that was at the bottom of my list. And I was just like,
a bed frame was at the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to set the goals a little bit higher, baby boy.
In my last apartment, I used to live in Koreatown, mm-hmm. and my bed frame was the worst. I broke it, like, every week, and it did this thing where it softened in the middle and kind of, like, sandwiched.
Was it so the one, like, with the planks?
No, it had, like, it was a bed frame that also had shelves. Cause I have a lot of
oh, that kind.
So
that
it had
kind.
Shelves. And then the middle part kept breaking, and then all the wooden things would fall in.
Ah.
So I would wake up, like, in a hot dog, and my back hurt.
Might as well be sleeping on an air mattress.
It was horrible. I literally destroyed it. I didn't sell it. I destroyed that. I took it outside and destroyed it, like, office space.
You old yelling at that bitch?
You know, office
come on, boy. That man just walking up like this, like, where are we going?
Sorry, man.
You standing out there with an axe?
And I just haven't been able to, I went shopping online, and I was just like, I don't want this right now.
Just go to IKEA, man. They'll come and put the shit together. Anytime I buy something from IKEA, I don't never put together. So I'll pay the extra $150, $200, man. Just come set this shit up.
Oh,
man.
That's an option?
Yeah, they'll come set your shit up for you.
IKEA is fun to build, though, because there's like little nooks. It's like Legos. It's like adult Legos.
It is.
But the shit
that's
that
a good
I
way
had
of looking
was,
at it, yeah.
The shit that I got was horrible. I don't know what went wrong.
It's fun until you realize you forgot to put in these two bolts and you don't know where the fuck they go.
Or if they just don't give you one important screw and you're just like, this is over.
Yeah, if you try to 17. Do that shit with like just the regular Allen wrenches they give you, that little motherfucker is about this big and mm-hmm. you're trying to put together a whole bookshelf and your hand is hurting because you're trying to twice, and you don't have real, like I have tools, but I've seen people like try to do it with that. Man, fuck that, man. Let somebody else do that.
And you usually find that you're missing something way too late. So now you have like a 3/4 done thing.
I'm keeping jobs in America. That's why I pay them.
That's why I'm sleeping like a crackhead right now. But in my defense, it's a Tempur-Pedic with another Tempur-Pedic slab on it. So
it don't make no difference. You still eating like a crack. I mean, sleeping like a crackhead.
Crackhead. It's, you gotta be careful to take pictures too, because I know like IG models be getting judged. They'd be like, trying to show off their ass and be like, bitch, you don't got a bed frame. I don't want the same fate.
Stop taking pictures of your ass and saying good morning. We don't care. We don't care that you're saying good morning. You literally don't need a caption if you just don't show your ass.
I jumped on this girl's live, and I only follow her because, like, her butt is so big and fake, it's kind of gross. You know how, like, when it way passes, it kind of looks like a diaper. It's just hanging there.
Ugh.
She basically had her phone, like, here. So she was, like, you know, doing the thing where they lean in and they look at the comments. And then she walked way into the background where her plate of food was so that she could eat profile and show her ass. And she was, like, eating. She would, like, walk 10 steps that way, turn, eat, so that people could see her ass and then come back and be like, what's up, guys? And I'm like, you don't have anything worth anything to say.
If you don't have that type of page, my only comment is just make it all that. I hate when people try to have like the video vixens, for lack of other words, video vixen pages, and then they want to have page pictures of like their kids, and they're like, bitch, we don't want to see these kids. I'm not following you for these punk ass kids. Little man's first step. I'm not impressed by that. That's what babies supposed to fucking do. They supposed to start walking. Stop putting this little boy on here because you're messing up these porn pictures that I'm trying to scroll through your page for. Don't do that shit. I'm sick of that shit. And y'all bitches, stop trying to put a nigga on blast. If I slide on your page and I double tap a couple pictures of shit, that be come holler at me. That don't mean shout me out. Oh, thanks to here for the love. Bitch, what are you doing? You trying to get both of us killed. Man, don't do that shit. Just respond accordingly.
I feel that though. I'm low key. I'm done with these bad bitches. Bad bitches are left in 20. All right, guys, we downgrading. Let's do this because they are corny now.
Oh yeah,
bro, it is so like it seems like the badder the chick online, the cornier they are. They have nothing to say. I watched this girl literally pretend to shop because of her. How her ass looked. She would like went over to the orange juice and be like, let me see. No, not that. It was like a whole minute of that. And I was like, what? Just show it.
Who's worse? So her for boring. Doing it or for you for watching it for that whole minute? Like, come on, man. Show the ass. Show
there are
ass.
Hundreds and thousands of people just like if it was alive and it was just me, I'd feel some type of way. I'd be like, come on, Patrick. Get it together. But I don't know. These chicks online are horny.
I just don't know, like on Twitter, like they got all the accounts, like you can pay for it and all of that, and I'll send you stuff like, why the fuck would I ever pay for it? And X Videos and Pornhub and RedTube are so free. Dumb. Why would I ever pay just to see your video? You and think you that bad?
They're just dancing or masturbating.
Yeah, like that don't work for me. Masturbating don't work for me. I need to see some fucking. Except for the fucking that I saw in Amsterdam. That shit was just weird.
Oh, the banana thing?
Yeah, the banana thing. And then also, like, there were couples that went on stage. It was like a rotating bed. And, like, they on stage, they both saw with heads. So the dude's just getting the head like this. And he, like, one dude was like, he was doing everything to the beat. So he's just like,
I don't get sex shows. Why'd they make him eat a banana? Why?
That's not all they did with that banana.
Oh, man. Does that turn a banana into a plantain?
I don't.
Like, I know that, like, you have to do some gross stuff to a cucumber to make it a pickle.
Yeah, it's gross. Just put it in vinegar. This is vinegar. It's pickled. That's what a...
Is that all it takes to pickle something?
Yeah.
So pickled eggs is just soaked in vinegar?
Yeah.
Why is it called pickled? I thought it was pickle juice.
Yeah, what do you think pickle juice comes from? It comes from a pickle, but the pickle only turns to a pickle from sitting in the vinegar. That's why it's like sour. Salty, sour.
So when we drink pickle juice to chase like alcohol, mm-hmm. That's basically cucumbery vinegar? Nut. Huh? What? It was never that.
You're drinking, you're chasing that whiskey with cucumber nut. That's what you're doing. You love perv. How you feel about that now?
Oh, man. Cucumber nut?
A pickleback. How you like that now?
Jesus Christ. All right, well, shit. Speaking of debauchery, I want to talk about Justin Bieber. Because
The Biebs.
He's been through a wild life. A life of debauchery. You know, obviously, he got famous at 13 years old.
Mm.
And not just like famous, he got wildly famous. Like,
yeah,
everybody in the world was looking at him. People can't handle that in their adulthood. So let alone imagine being 13 years old.
Yeah.
And there's been rumors that Usher had him in like a house filled with niggas and drugs and sex and all this stuff.
That was him trying to prepare him for it.
Not sex with the niggas, obviously. I'm just saying like niggas, because Justin Bieber was for sure not around niggas. He was for sure not around drugs. He for sure wasn't around that many women. So they kind of, it was like a swag camp. That's what I think of it.
That's appropriate. I'll allow it.
I think there's been a couple of people who went through this said swag camp as children. But I digress. Apparently, he published an open letter to all of his fans that really kind of made me look at him different. Because I don't know if you've been following Justin Bieber. He's been very into God lately. He's been hanging out with his
wife. I know he's hanging out with that pastor.
I think they're married now, maybe fiancés, and he's very on a right track. He's, you know, head to God, had to do with wife, all that stuff.
That's a long letter. I would not have sat and read that.
You wouldn't have read it?
Nah. I'm it's not funny, that invested in Justin Bieber or his career to sit and read that
most
much.
Most of the comments were just giving summaries, which I appreciate. But I went ahead and read that. And I won't read the whole thing right now, but apparently he was just talking about how tough it was to be a child star and how there's a huge pattern in it, which I've seen. A lot of child stars go off the rocks, and I understand. But he just basically said that he got crazy famous. He had more money than he's ever had. He didn't come from a stable home. His parents were like 18 with no money when they had him.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he became the most looked at person ever. Everybody thought he said he was the best thing ever, and he believed it because he was a kid. He didn't know what to do. So then by the time he was an adult, he had no skills because everybody did something for him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was just like, it's like a really interesting look into these people that quote unquote everybody wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know? And then by 20, he made bad decisions because he didn't respect women and all this stuff. And then he became the most ridiculed, judged, and hated person in the world. I think he was like number two hated person in the world, like next to Hitler or some shit.
Really? In real life?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Damn, JB. My bad, blood.
But yeah, he said he started doing heavy drugs at 19, abused all his relationships, became resentful, disrespectful to women, angry, all that stuff. Stuff, things you wouldn't even really think with the Biebs, but you could guess, but it's crazy to hear him say it. And now he is navigating the best season of his life, which is marriage. And he's putting everything into God, his wife. And he's basically saying, be kind today, be bold today, and love people not by your standards, but by God's perfect, unfailing love. This is the Biebs.
Wow.
As a grown man, I would have never saw this coming.
That's heavy, man. Now, I wonder if people are going to accept that, or they're gonna ridicule him in terms of music and behavior, because, you know, we say, hey, man, I want the best for you and all that type of shit, but nobody really wants to see people happy. Y'all see what y'all did to Chance. Y'all didn't give a shit about his happy. You made this little parody song, basically summing up his old album.
Is that the I love my wife?
I love my wife. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never heard that.
It was so funny. I can't lie.
Everybody saying that, but I never heard him say that on the album.
He never does it. He's just like, that's just the tone of it. That's just the tone of it. It's like, oh, everything is perfect. I love my wife. Yeah, yeah. But and they kind of did it to Macklemore. Like once our favorite artists find love, we kind of be like, oh, I don't know. Oh, I'm off of that. If you don't come into the game with it, like people really kind of be hating on it. They did it to Mac Miller, but Logic. They did it to who else? They did it to Chance. Now I want to see if they're going to do it to the Biebs or if they're just going to fuck with it. But he hasn't really been in the public eye like that. He's been chilling.
No, he's really been chilling. But you are right. It is kind of crazy. I'm not even sure if we want to see our stars happy. Because think about how many times you hear like, oh, snap, he done got his heart broke. He's going to make a fire album or something like that.
I've been looking forward to it. I'm not going to lie to you.
It is kind of unfortunate that we don't let people be happy.
Like, when nobody fucking with Mary J. Blige albums when she was in a relationship. We want the shit right after the relationship. Like, those are the...
Just like that for music?
Yeah!
Just like that for music? Or just
absolutely. I think it's music. I think heartbreak evokes some of the rawest emotion. And creatively, I think that they're able to get that out the best when they have that. Because, heartbreak don't go away fast. So, you taking that to the studio with you every time.
So actors and actresses, you think that the people are easier on them and they let them be happy? And
yeah, because actors, like, they're already playing somebody else. They never go into a movie playing themselves. They already have to be a character. So I don't think it matters so much unless it's, like, somebody that the people just, like, really watching. I think if, like, Michael B. Jordan got a girl, motherfuckers be all up on him, especially if she was white. Sorry.
So
I don't make these rules.
I think that makes... a new fact, sad people make the best music. Since the beginning of time.
Heartbroken people make the best music. I wouldn't say sad because like...
No, sad.
Because like if you come out just sad, like they call this shit too emo. Like
Nirvana Boogie. Was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, but they came out like that. Like, but if you like... Well, I'm sorry. Nirvana I thought like was just like, just chill. Like easy rock. No, I didn't think it was like sad.
He killed himself.
Oh, shit.
Kurt Cobain?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were about the whole group. I was like, damn, they...
from their hairstyles and dress, I think they were pretty sad. But it's true, though. Like, sad people do make the best music. From the beginning of time, the niggas were singing the blues.
Yeah.
It's like, I am
poor. My baby left me.
That's crazy. The blues was like sad niggas.
I think because everybody can relate to that. Not everybody can relate to being happy because people sometimes are in a constant state of sad and depressed. But everybody can relate to being sad at some point or another. And those feelings, like, they really resonate with people. Like, we've all been through heartbreaks, so that resonates with us. We've all been horny, so sexy music resonates with us. But not everybody has experienced happiness on a certain level of just, like, one, marital bliss, relationship bliss.
Damn.
You know, but everybody would have been sad a couple of times.
For
shit,
real,
I done ate some shit that made me sad. A couple hours later, I was like, I should have done this.
Nigga, that's nuts. Jazz, sometimes it didn't even have lyrics.
Man.
But them niggas were super sad. These niggas were strung out on heroin and
Miles Davis, Kinda Blue is one of my favorite albums. And then, what is it? Blue and Green. I know which one you're talking about. I have that.
Spain?
The 45. It's like he kind of has like a like a purple suit, or it's like a purple album or something like that. But yeah, there's some sad jazz out there.
It's called Spain. Sketches of Spain.
Sketches of Spain, yeah. That one is good. Yeah, man.
That nigga was sad too. Rock.
Well, Ace will do that to you.
R&B. Hip hop. Hip hop was like, it started from like, you know, we're in the inner city, nobody cares about us.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Miles Davis once did a concert my mother went to. And she said it was too many white people in the audience, so he played with his back to the audience the entire concert. He was on a different level of I don't give a fuckness.
And you know what? They were probably like, that's so cool.
He's so artistic.
That is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's literally like, fuck my fan base. In later years, Miles played his trumpet with his back to the audience. This confused and angered some people who thought he did it because he was arrogant. In the end, Miles was a man of few words, never speaking to the audience or announcing that he was playing.
Miles literally just did what the fuck he wanted to, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That's a bad show, though.
I mean, if the trumpet is mic'd up, then...
If the trumpet is fire, then cool.
Yeah, but fuck
it's
it.
Like, damn, yeah, man, go see your cakes the whole damn show. I don't want you to come to see this.
High-waisted cakes, too. That's back in the day. Right. A high-waisted dress pants.
Like, damn it, I came for the Jerry curl. What are you doing to me, man?
You know what's so funny to me? There's a commercial running right now, depending on when you guys see this, but there's a commercial running, and it's like, what is it? I think it's an AT&T commercial. Mm-hmm. And it's a boy band on stage, and they're just like, baby, 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 but they're not dancing. And so the crowd was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a daughter and father. He's like, are we supposed to dance? And it comes back to him, and he's like, he looks back, he's like, oh, just me? All right, cool. It has nothing to do with nothing. It just really makes me laugh.
What was it? How did it end?
It was just like, boy bands that don't dance are just okay. Like, get the full experience with AT&T. Oh, that was the whole thing. But it was just like...
That is crazy. If it's just five like, niggas standing there, like...
Yeah, they were holding the poles like this. And all you see is the lips moving.
Oh,
but I correlated that to Miles. Like, all you do is see the trumpet playing. You don't... It doesn't really change what with him facing the audience, because it's not like he's dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But just seeing him,
like makes you feel like
it's a... Yeah, it's a live part. But him just with his back turned, just like...
Yeah, you could just be playing the music on a CD for a group of people.
We did the podcast with our back turned to y'all the whole
time. Yo, we might do a whole episode like that. That'd be crazy.
Y'all get to see the back of Patrick's head. That shit is not a joke.
It's usually not fun.
It's
not bad now, but a month ago, it was pretty raw.
I keep thinking about you getting your head down and not liking it. Then you like rub your head on a towel like a dog.
Nah, man, I just scratch it or take a shower. No, that's what I do. I just take a shower.
Oh, shit.
Wet my head.
Oh, damn.
All right, well, speaking of eccentric personalities and wildness, what do you think about this Kanye West church?
I'm biased because I tell people, like, with Bill Cosby and stuff, you've got to be able to separate the artist from the mercer, right? So Bill Cosby as a person has been accused of some horrible, horrible behavior, right? But Bill Cosby, the artist, is still one of my top five ever. best storyteller, just most prolific comedian. But with Kanye, I'm a hypocrite with that because musically, Kanye is one of the most creative people we've ever seen in our generation. Mm-hmm. But his recent actions and comments and slavery was a choice type shit, I just can't fuck with him.
What about just on the church level? Like, take Kanye out of it. Like, do you think this Kanye West church is a good idea in terms of bringing people into the religion, or do you think it's kind of weird?
I think it's weird that it's called Church of Kanye or Kanye Church. I feel like that's kind of narcissistic.
Is it really called Church of Kanye?
I think they call it Sunday service or something like that. Good. But people coin it Kanye Church or stuff like that. And now he might not have had anything to do with that. People just do what they want. Same thing like with Obamacare, and it was just mm-hmm. the Affordable Health Care Act. Mm-hmm. So people are going to coin it what they want. So if he had nothing to do with it, then I retract my statement. But if he called it Church Kanye or Kanye service, something like that, I think that's hella narcissistic. But I do support like bringing people together for a greater cause, whether it's worshiping or fellowship. Mm-hmm. Long as we believe in a higher cause, or you believe in, you know, things working for the greater good and completely out of your power, then I support that. But I can't really get behind Kanye like that, man.
It's interesting because like, I've always been one to like question traditionalism. Just like, are we doing it just because it's a tradition? Mm-hmm. And if you think about most gospel songs, they're very old. Mm-hmm. So when I hear things like this, there was just a post about how he remixed, they remixed California Love, mm-hmm. Sicko Mode, and Aaliyah's I Don't Wanna to make it gospel. Mm-hmm. So I can't tell. I can't tell if this is, I'm sort of 50-50 because it is, on one end, it's like a good way to bring young people in and have something more modernized, but on the other end, it's like, is this a cult? Like,
right?
Are we praising God, or like, is this like some kind of weird thing where like,
it might be just a way to grab younger a crowd in into good energy vibe. I mean, Chance did it on his the previous album.
Uh-huh.
What did he do? Was it three or color book? Three/color book. That album had a very gospel-delic feel. Uh-huh. Like, it was super, like...
But those were all original songs.
They were, but the feel still had...
Absolutely.
That gospel feeling to it. And that was his way of possibly sharing his ministry, you know?
But he used the gospel sound to make his own message about God, which is basically gospel music, mm-hmm. right? But with this Kanye thing where people are weirded out about it is that, number one, we know who Kanye is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, is this some type of, like... Are we talking about God or are we talking about Kanye?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another thing. There's another layer that's like, okay, we're remixing like weird secular songs. Like, do we just keep those separate? If Kanye's a great musician, should he just make new gospel music to sing? Mm-hmm. Because like, I'll play some for it. This is California Love. So for me, it's like go from in the city of Compton to Holy Spirit.
No, I don't see anything wrong with that because pastors do it. Churches do it. They did Superman. They did churches have taken Smile Bitch. They've taken a lot of songs and turned it into a gospel song.
Okay.
Churches have been doing that for a long time.
Okay.
Especially like newer choir directors.
Gangsta songs and stuff?
Well, if it's popping, they will.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Churches have been doing that type of stuff. And that's their way of trying to bridge the gap with the new generation and the old generation.
Right.
You know, you're taking a choir.
Yeah.
So, and there's only so many people that are going to recognize BB and CC Wine before that generation dies out.
But it doesn't come off as cultish to you.
I don't think so. Okay. It just feels like a good vibe, man. Like I have a god sister who actually sings in the choir, or she did at one point. She sang in the first choir,
uh-huh.
and she was like, it was dope. And she grew up in the church, and if she didn't have a problem with it, because she would have said something.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was dope. I appreciate people bringing good vibes, man. Okay. I really do. So
your main problem is just with Kanye and his
comments. Yeah. That's it.
Interesting insight. Well, let us know. I just want to know if it's a little cultish to you, if this is a cool step in the right direction,
mm-hmm.
With bringing like youth to the to gospel music. Because I remember I went to Kirk Franklin's like youth Sunday service sometimes.
Wait, the fucking minute. We've never talked about that. Was he there?
Yeah.
So you met and hung out with Kirk Franklin?
I didn't hang out with him, but I met him a few times.
You said that very fast. Oh, I didn't hang out with him.
No, because like they would start it off with like freestyles and stuff like that. And they'd be playing like Laffy Taffy and stuff. And I was kind of torn down the middle like I am now. I'm like, are we here for this? Or is this like a cool way? Is this like a cool way? Are we like supposed to do that music stuff over here and then come here for church? Or is it like, is this good? And then like they started freestyling. And this one dude got kicked off for making like a joke about condoms. Like niggas just went up there to really like spit bars. Because niggas learn everything, right?
I mean, in one sense, you also have to remember that like Jesus didn't hang out with the church people. He hung out in the hood. He hung out to save souls.
Lepers.
So you got to go where the people that need that introduction are. And the greatest way to connect with somebody usually is music. So if that's what you're doing, but your purpose is to bring them closer to God, then I don't see no problem with that.
Okay.
Unless you're trying to sell dope to them. That'd be fucked up.
So Jesus probably would have been in Kanye's service.
He might have been there. He might have popped up. I'm sure he wouldn't have came every Sunday because I'm sure he'd be like Hollywood Crescent. He got to travel all over, but I'm sure he would have made a guest appearance.
He seems like he'd be busy on Sundays. Like, I feel like if God was able, God or Jesus was allowed to like walk around and stuff, I don't think they'd go to church on Sunday.
You never know. Guest appearance, man.
I feel like they'd be in heaven taking all the praise. That should be their day. Sunday. Like,
the charge up? Yes, Sam.
I don't know why I imagine. Yeah. Like, every time you lift your hands up and, you know.
No, Sunday's supposed to be the day to rest. So you're supposed to rest on the Sabbath. So they probably just there, just kicking back, chilling, mm-hmm. Taking pictures at the service.
Didn't buying church plates. He rested on Sunday when he made the earth.
Yeah. Like,
okay, so that's what I'm saying. He's big chilling in heaven.
Yeah, he's chilling. Send more praises!
Oh, I need more.
It's a good visual, right?
This guy is just charging up.
He has like these two things in his hands on that.
What happens when people catch the Holy Ghost and accidentally run around and all of that? Is this like a supercharge? He speaks the tongue. I'm not doing this with you.
The ultimate tongues.
Not going to do that one. I'm already on the cusp of if I'm going to heaven or not. That is just trying to push me over.
Oh, damn. I don't even know how to get into one of these conspiracies from here because that was such a... That story turns so beautiful.
Yeah. Ugh, that is not my normal. Ugh.
Well, just to get you there, real quick, did you know there was a study that was just done that said that guys with beards actually carry more germs than dogs?
What?
Mm-hmm. All these bearded men and all these ladies who like bearded men.
I don't know if that's true, because I've seen dogs eat their own shit before, and I've never done that with or without my beard. So
it says on the basis of these findings, and this is from BBC, the British one, not the porno one. It says that on the basis of these findings, dogs can be considered as clean compared with bearded men. Because it says that researchers found significantly higher count of germs and bacteria in men's beards than dogs' fur. Researchers from the Hirschlandix Clinic in Switzerland took swabs from the facial fuzz of 18 men and the necks of 30 dogs across the range of breeds and compared them. And 7 of the men tested positive for microbes that actually posed a threat to human health.
But see, you got to wash your beard after you got down on your old lady. That sounds like some shit that they weren't doing. They got to exfoliate their beard. I take great pride in my beard care, so.
Well, I mean, besides the shower, you do other stuff?
I mean, I exfoliate. Like, if you don't exfoliate in the beard, like, that's how you get the, for a lot of black men, that's how you get the ingrown hair. So you got to exfoliate to make sure that the hair is not growing into that skin.
I don't get a lot of ingrown hairs, which is strange because my beard's a mess. But it says only 23 of the 30 dogs carried high levels of bacteria, which is... good, but in good news for pet lovers, other dogs tested had only medium to low levels.
Well, they always comparing some shits to some dogs, man. Tell us that we need to do something different. Don't compare us to no damn dog.
I mean, technically, you can say that Swedish men's beards are dirtier than dogs. Because, I mean, I didn't even know you can do a test in one part of the world and then just release it to the world. That's wild as hell.
Yeah.
That's like smelling, like... 30 African armpits and then being like, if 25 of them are nasty, you just like, yo, most men stink.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we over here. Yeah. I stink.
Yeah, it's a completely different type of that was 30 deodorant.
Stinky African men.
Out of context, that's going to sound really fucked up.
Somebody's going to just drop that. Just that sound bite. We're going to lose all our African
fans. You said that shit, and I was just like, that's not going to be good.
No, I love black soap.
I love black soap. Nigga, you're digging a hole deeper.
I used to talk to an Eritrean girl, and to this day, she might be one of the most beautiful women I've ever dated.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. Hands down. I still ain't going to save you, nigga.
No, that should do it. That should be good.
Oh, nigga, no.
All right, so we are now down to our conspiracy corner.
Oh, shit.
This one is, You know what? I'm going to save this one for next week.
Ooh, that must have been some juicy.
Because that one you can actually really go in on.
Oh, all right.
For this one, I'm gonna do something different. This is just gonna be a couple of mini stories that are creepy. I started doing this on my live randomly, and people took to it.
All right.
So I will let you pick the story.
Okay. Hold on. Oh snap!
Hang on. So there's a couple of them. Okay. There's a man goes out for pizza, narrowly avoids cougar attack.
Jesus.
Man checks on car inside of the road, finds dead man sleeping. Man hears footprints in vacant apartment. Police find stranger with knife inside.
That one. Let's go there.
wait. There was definitely one that was super weird. Oh, okay. I got one. Okay. All right, so we'll go into your one next week, next time. But for now, this one is super creepy. So this was an empty house that made a call to 911. So this was from someone who was working as a 911 dispatcher. They said, I got a call from a house. I called it back, and it's been disconnected. This was fairly common and happened whenever it rained. So, but the backstory on the house was that it was vacant and used to have an active landline. The theory was that water somehow got into the telephone system to the house and was setting off false alarms, which is weird. I didn't know that can happen.
Me neither.
Well, we get one, and I thought about just saying, fuck it, and I stuck with protocol and sent an officer. Tell me why the house was on fire, and it was the day after a rainstorm. Never found a witness, and the house was saved.
That house was like, nigga, send help.
That is freaking wild.
That's crazy. Especially if they go in there and see it ain't no phone, nowhere, no jacks or anything.
But nigga, it's on fire and you called. And it's crazy that the ghost called. It's like, yo.
It was like 30 ghosts living in the house. Like, yo, what we going to do? Call 911. Call 911.
Shut up, man. We're dead.
Nigga, I can't pick up a phone. He's like, trying to pick up the phone.
He's like... He just knocks it over. Hello. They hung up. It's like, oh, she actually said somebody. And then like that, to this day, that ghost is like.
She a real bitch.
I told all of y'all niggas, y'all would be all homeless ghosts. Can ghosts be homeless if the house burns down?
I don't know where they would stay.
Exit, like, ooh.
I don't think that's the case. Oh, shit.
Imagine a haunted Skid Row.
Nigga, that's a haunted house all year round.
So there's another one.
Oh, shit.
Where a guy woke up with the outline of a handprint on his chest. He measured it, and it was too small for his hand and too large for his wife's hand. So niggas is coming out here getting chest palmed by dead babies.
Hit with the Heisman by a ghost?
So there's one that about a dude who... hears footprints in a vacant apartment, and police find a stranger with a knife. So he said, I lived in an apartment a few years ago. 4 units were upstairs, 4 units were downstairs. I lived upstairs. The apartment below me was vacant. I kept hearing footsteps through the apartment. I knew I shouldn't have. Nobody was downstairs. I asked someone to come over and listen just to see if I was crazy. Maybe I'm just hearing some other apartments since it's empty downstairs and everything is echoing. It takes a lot of time to invite your whole friend over.
Mm-hmm.
So he might have wanted to check something. But he said wrong. I kept hearing the footprints. This went on for a solid hour. Finally, I called the landlord and the police. Apparently, someone had broken in through the windows downstairs and was walking back and forth with the apartment through the apartment with a knife. Horrifying.
What?
That's really
scary. Why did they stay for over an hour if the apartment is empty?
Pacing? Just probably like talking to himself like, yeah, I'm gonna kill
myself. Hopefully he was on drugs. That would be the only thing that would explain staying that long. Unless you playing house, like in your imagination. Like,
I hate that.
Who does that? You weirdo?
This one is about a woman who finds a man with a knife petting her house. She said, my bedroom is on the second floor of the house. There's no patio, porch, or overhang of any kind beneath my windows. A couple years ago, I was watching TV around 2 a.m. I heard a large animal sound, but it's not uncommon to hear squirrels. She didn't think much of it. It kept on happening.
Oh, she said a loud animal sound. I thought she said I heard a large animal. I'm like, bitch, how big?
Louder than usual.
Okay. How big are the squirrels in your neighborhood?
But she ignored it. Another 45 minutes went past. She banged on the wall in hopes of scaring them off. After two quick bangs of her fist, which were answered with two bangs on the wall. Imagine you thought a squirrel did that shit. squirrel's like, I guess.
Shut up.
Okay. Now, my living room has a bay window. I don't know what that is. And is at the other end of the house. So I could look out at the window from the side and see your bedroom window. I hustle downstairs and peek out. I see a guy standing in front of my house below my bedroom window. He's got a knife in his hand and he's petting the front of my house. I call the police and wait. He never leaves the front of my house, even when they roll up and ultimately disarm and arrest him without much struggle. What? So he was just like,
oh yeah, he owns some shit.
I mean, hopefully.
You gotta be.
That could be what you do before you break. That could be your ritual before breaking in and completely.
What, 1,000 strokes?
Violating a person. Oh, I mean, he was there for a minute.
He was there for a minute. The cops ain't just show up. He's just there for 1,000 strokes, holding a knife. And then even when the cops come up, I'm so close, 997, 998.
Counting?
I'm so close. Put the knife down. No. You weirdo.
Alright, there's a wild one. That's man goes out for pizza, narrowly avoids cougars.
Where are y'all living?
I was out in the middle of nowhere at a musical conference. My wife was presenting and at an old church retreat camp. One of her presentations ran way over, so the lodge's cafeteria was closed. With no car, no phone. The area was so remote, there was no coverage for mobile. No vending machines. The only resort was to walk to the nearest town and get food. That's never the best idea.
Nigga, where's the car?
I grabbed a coat and a flashlight and head to issue on the trip down and snagged a pizza from the spot along the highway along midnight. On the way back, it was a different story. I got into a severe feeling of discomfort. I could feel eyes on me. This is out in the middle of the woods, so my first instinct is there's an animal following. Oh, this must be a white dude. Has to be a white dude. His first instinct is it's an animal. knowing most predators like to hit from either above or behind. It's weird. I turned on my phone light and kept it pointed behind me and kept swept my flashlight up and down as I walked. Smart. The whole walk back, I heard rustlings, first along one side, then following behind. I kept a steady pace and acted cool, even though I was terrified. Nigga, run! Mm-mm. That flashlight ain't going to stop a pedophile.
But he ain't going to outrun no cougar either.
Shortly before I was back on the site, the feeling left, no more sounds. My wife and I enjoyed the pizza and slept in. 2 days later, we got shook from the news. A homeless woman was found less than 1,500 yards from our site that had been mauled and partially consumed in what appeared to be a cougar attack. Estimated times of death were the same night I went out for pizza. Nigga, you don't know that was the same
right. thing. Right. He
tried to include himself on that.
Yeah, man, that cougar didn't want you. The cougar wanted the pizza, nigga.
Ooh, this one is creepy. All right, so this dude became someone else for a whole day. He said, a few days ago, my iPhone would not accept fingerprints for Touch ID, any of his own fingerprints. My dog stayed on the other side of the apartment from me. It wouldn't take any treats from me. I trained him not to take treats from anyone else except me to avoid poisoning or illness. But he wouldn't even take his favorite treats or cuddle with me. When I went to hug him, he hid in his kennel. My PIN didn't work for my debit card, so I end up running it as credit. I use the same PIN for everything. The only websites I could get into were Reddit, Gmail, and Amazon. Pages where my password is stored. any website where I had to enter username and password, it came back as incorrect. Thank God there's no password to wake my computer up, or I wouldn't have been able to do work any day. And, the next day, everything was back to normal. That's like some Twilight Zone shit. I feel like that's like one of those episodes of Twilight Zone where the writer was kind of like lazy, but
it worked out. Like,
yeah.
That's when you kill somebody. That's when you just get it all out. The next day, it never happened to you.
That's so random. There's a lot of these stories. We might do some of these for the Patreon.
Graveyard shift.
We might do some of these for the old Patreon.
Yeah.
I like this site. It's kind of just like rank scary stories, and they change. Like, I didn't see a lot of these when I first pulled this up. But yeah, hopefully we creeped you out.
I'll allow it.
Start locking your doors, and
don't walk for no goddamn pizza.
Through the woods, guys.
Where's your car, bro?
Through the woods, guys. But yeah, we're probably gonna do a couple more of these stories for the Patreon, so look out for that. And feel free to share some conspiracies and stories, because you guys have been sending me some cool ones. You guys sent me the Antarctica one, and I want to say you guys sent me one of these. So keep them coming, you guys, and thank you guys for watching another episode of Damn Internet, You Twisted and Scary. I have been Patrick Cloud.
And I'm to hear more, man. We'll see you next time on another episode. Peace. Yeah.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.